An oppressed state is a sad state. A surveilled state is a compliant state. When you don't know what a state is doing, not only must you assume that the state is doing what is best for them, but also that they are doing everything they can to know what you are doing. Who is the state? Who is they? If you don't know who they are hiding. Why are they hiding? Imagine why one person is hiding is easy, but imagining why or understanding why a collective is hiding is impossible. A collective is a group, yes, but even within any one collective, people act within their best interests. And when their best interests are in line with the collective, they act as part of it. How strongly they feel about still being part of that collective is a whole other deal, where they start to question their part in it. Don't assume one unknown. Playing with only one path forward is like playing online chess, where you pre-make your move before your opponent has even made their move. Can you do it when you feel in control? Maybe. But thinking you are in complete control is the first mistake. Your control depends on the belief that you know how they will move, that they will move in what is best for them. But once they know what you expect, that shifts the scales. That is no longer the best thing for them, for infinity and infinity, for that is a paradox and a superposition. From this point forth, you can no longer think in moves. You must think in probability, like an algorithm. It is very easy to let yourself run wild, imagine things that seem improbable, but because they're improbable, they start to look probable. That is when a mind begins to break, which is why you must avoid that at all cost. There are several ways to prevent yourself from reaching the breaking point. One of the best is to rely on your subconscious, on your ego, and even on occasion on your superego. If you feel that something is right, but you can't explain why, that is why. That feeling alone is enough evidence. It is what you, the deeper mind, is telling you. Surveillance isn't just about surveilling you. It's about getting you to surveil yourself, self-censor. When ideas you have automatically go through a filter that's baked into your own head, when your whole mind and structure shape to the mold of the one surveilling you, you start second-guessing. You start feeling uncomfortable when you do what you want to do. You willingly become complicit. Foucault's Panopticon. We may hold trust. It may be in some people who are close to us, but as soon as that trust is breached, they become a part of the collective, or the they, if you will. And this is when we realize the collective is the one whom you can never trust. The surveillance state isn't a collective. It's an intricate machine of the collective. Single people who become entrenched in their own imagined versions of the collective. Protecting another's secret protects yours. And this is where surveillance makes paranoia rational. This is the trap. The surveillance doesn't even need to catch you doing something wrong. It just needs to make you afraid you might even look wrong. In that fear, you disappear yourself. You become complicit in your own erasure. The watched can never win the game, and the collective knows that. They can track your location, communications, purchases, relationships, clicks, views, opinions, but they can't track your subconscious. Resistance works when you do what feels right to you, because your subconscious is more powerful than you could ever be. Microbyte, 2025, October 9th.